Point being, this is not happenstance. There was a plan concocted in the aftermath of the French Revolution. Point two, a child can respond to these labels, quote unquote, with demanding behavior that comes from his or her false self, thereby embodying the aggressive father the parent is seeking. A lot to think about there, too. Three, reacting to the behavior of the child or later patient on the level of drives, or even trying to help him or her learn drive renunciation, would mean ignoring the true history, the right story, of this tragic substitution and leaving the patient alone with it. I want to think more about that too, in terms of the work we are doing together in our holistic self-defense practice. We are not abandoning our brothers and sisters. We are not leaving them alone with the wrong story, with the false information that abandons them to being manipulated psychologically and to the inevitable and loss of their authentic self. Irretrievable loss of their authentic self. Four, there is no need to attempt drive renunciation or sublimation of the death wish if the personal roots of an aggressive or even destructive way of acting are understood, for then psychic energy will of itself be transformed into creativity. And my comment and understanding of that personal virus as being intentionally given to us provides us with a bigger key to our bigger cage, frees us of more lies and so more fear, allows us access to even more of our suppressed creativity. We must understand power's manipulation of us, hidden power, as the key to unlocking the big cage. This is the waking up process of reaching our full power through the recovery of that which has been intentionally suppressed through the root of recovering truth. Five, mourning over what has happened, over the irreversibility of the past, is the prerequisite for this process. And another profound statement we will have to ponder. Six, this mourning, when experienced in analysis with the aid of transference and counter-transference, which is the emotional reaction of the analyst to the subject's contribution, which I find interesting. Continuing. Leads to an intrapsychic structural transformation and not simply to new forms of interaction with present partners. This distinguishes psychoanalysis from other forms of therapy, especially family therapy. And we will be continuing this discussion next week with the section, The Permission to Know. And I anticipate that will be concluding our reading of our sections of Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. Very profound work. And as I have said before, her importance is almost chilling to me. Just the notion that she might not have existed, just thinking of that gives me the chills. She's really critical for us to achieve our global human freedom, because we have to understand in order to stand up to Plato's tribesmen. Thank you, as always, for listening. And I am, as always, needing you so, and looking forward to our in-person discussions and other things. So please get in touch when you can. Thank you again for listening. Till next week, peace.